My name is Emmanuel Wachendo, and I am a policy analyst. The crisis in commercial shipping and seaborne trade. How serious is the threat? Operation Atalanta, formerly known as the European Union Naval Force, Somalia is the name of an enduring EU counter-piracy naval operation. This operation was launched on December 8, 2008, and has maintained an existence to this very day. The objectives of this UN and EU mandated operation are to protect World Food Program and Amisom and other Amisom activities and other vulnerable shipping, to deter and disrupt piracy and robbery at sea, to monitor fishing activities off the coast of Somalia, and to support the EU and other international organizations' efforts to secure maritime security and to expand the capacities of other actors to do the same. AMISOM stands for the African Union Mission in Somalia. Now, 95% of the volume of sea trade conducted by EU member states passes through the Suez Canal, the Red Sea, and the Bab el-Mandeb choke point. 20% of global trade, or 4.2 trillion US dollars, passes through the Gulf of Aden annually. The Yemeni coastline is situated along the Gulf of Aden. As such, Operation Atalanta is rightly regarded as a crucial contribution to maritime security. In 2023, Operation Atalanta had a budget of 5.1 million euros. By August 24, 2022, Operation Atalanta reported that piracy-related events had seen a sharp decline, and that since the year 2019, there had been no attacks. In response, on 1st January 2023, the shipping industry had removed the high-risk area designation from the Indian Ocean. Operation Atalanta had affirmed its continued vigilance that would manifest in the form of periodical threat assessments provided to company security officers who planned to make passages through the areas of the Indian Ocean close to the East African coastline and the Gulf of Aden. By the 15th of December 2023, Operation Atalanta recommended that Israeli-related ships sailing off the Yemeni coast in the Red Sea opt for night transit, minimize reporting on the automatic identification system, and generally try to reduce the amount of public information that could presumably be used by pirates and aggressors to track down ships. It was also recommended that ships take measures, including fire drills, before approaching the Yemeni coast, keep crew members away from ship walls while in transit, and minimize occupancy of the navigation deck and register with the Maritime Security Center, Horn of Africa. The organization also reported that the likely attack scenarios would involve drone and missile attacks and boarding and hijacking attempts. Operation Atalanta offered that the Houthis have demonstrated considerable determination to carry out these attacks and escalate the political pressure on Israel and its allies. One Abhijit Singh, the head of the Maritime Policy Initiative at the Observer Research Foundation, or the ORF, a think tank, opined that the Somali pirates were taking advantage of the relative absence of naval assets in the Gulf of Aden in order to conduct attacks. In response to aggression by the Houthis, the naval assets in question had shifted their attention to the Red Sea. A threat circular by Ambry reports that the Houthis had expanded their attacks from Israeli vessels to vessels bound for Israel, and then to vessels belonging to companies that they claim support Israel. It is not evident that the Houthis are particularly careful in their selection of what ships they should attack. For example, the Houthis and their Iranian allies have attacked ships that no longer belong to Israel. The result of all these activities has been a rising risk premium on war risk insurance. All that put together, these are indicators that the threat is very serious, and the threat continues to be serious. The costs that maritime shipment operators are paying in terms of just the basic cost of rerouting ships and also the cost of insurance are rising. Those security actors who had provided the public goods security and actually successfully suppressed piracy in the region report that vigilance is now required once more, a vigilance that since 2019 was no longer necessary. In all, the threat is very serious.